If your walls are looking a little bare, or if you're looking for something to do this weekend, well, look no further. Carriage Works Sydney is kicking off summer with the return of the Affordable Art Fair. The fair lands in Sydney this weekend, running from Thursday the 6th to Sunday the 9th of November, and brings together artists and galleries in different mediums all under one roof. I, for one, am excited to see what it has to offer, and joining me now to give us the full rundown is Georgia Hustis, the Director for the Affordable Art Fair Australia. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, Anushka. What a great intro. Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect from the festival?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we're a fun day out for people of all ages, and this year we'll have 68 galleries exhibiting.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, there's something for everyone, and a lot of our galleries and exhibitors have kind of come in from across Australia and further abroad this time.
Oh, wonderful. These are all very well-attended events. Would you suggest people get in there early?
I mean, I'd always say come in early and keep coming back, but each day is different. So yeah. Whilst all the exhibitors will remain the same, they do come prepared. So each of our galleries have their own stand and their own exhibition, and then most of them have an amazing cupboard, which I like to describe as a bit of a treasure chest. So the thing with our fairs is once something sells, you can take it home with you on the day.
Oh, brilliant.
And then our galleries will replace it with something else. So I think from, you know, day one to day two, it looks a little bit different. Day four looks very different again, but there's plenty of art on all of the days.
Yeah, nice. So cost of living is pretty much a concern for everybody. How is the Affordable Art Fair helping everybody to kind of get involved in the world of art?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's that making people feel comfortable talking about price.
Yeah.
So, you know, not expecting that everyone can spend $10,000 on a painting or even that sort of aspirational piece of what may it look like to spend that one day. But I think it is talking to galleries, talking to artists in person. But our exhibitors are very happy to talk about price, but everything has a label on it. And this, it's a real conversation piece of, you know, why may that price be on that work, or, you know, has that artist been working for a long time? Is it framed a certain way? Does that include it? And also we have walls dedicated to artworks under 500 or under 1,000.
Oh, that's good.
We also have a little art ATM where we have Jackie Case who sits inside the ATM and for $45 creates an original drawing for you at that price. So we try and make sure everyone feels involved and can walk out with an artwork that is original.
Yeah. The Affordable Art Fair is now a fixture on the cultural calendar. Like, what's new and different this year?
Yeah, I think that feels exciting. I think our fair's 4 years old now, and it's nice to kind of be at that point. And the big excitement for us this year is that we are moving to Carriage Works.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been at Randwick, and it's really nice feeling. We were across three different rooms there, and now we're at Carriage Works in the one big room with plenty of space and 10 more galleries than last year. So I think the big difference for us is our change in venue this year.
Yeah, brilliant. Very exciting.
Yeah.
As the director, why is the fair important to you and to our community?
I love that our fair gets people in front of artwork in person. I think in this increasingly digital world, we sort of sit on our phones, we look at artwork that way.
Yeah.
And then this is an opportunity to sort of stand in front of an artwork, chat to possibly who created it or who has put together an exhibition of certain work. So just getting closer to art and then supporting artists by not being afraid to talk about buying work and helping artists create a living and a little bit more stability. So I think living artists need the money. And I'm always being asked by my friends, you know, where do I buy an artwork? And everyone has such different tastes. So it is that being in one room, everyone finding what appeals to them because we all have such different taste. So I think it's, art for everybody.
Yeah, brilliant. And I imagine that as soon as the fair is over, you sort of start planning the next. Like, are you able to give us a little sneak peek into the future of the Affordable Art Fair?
Yeah, we do. The fair is such a rush, and at the end you're just already thinking about the next one. But we have three fairs in Australia now, so we will be in Brisbane in May next year.
Wonderful.
And then we go to get on, then we move to Melbourne, and then it's back to Sydney. But, yeah, we're definitely always working ahead. And then, of course, the artists need time to produce work in between. So that's why we sort of space our fairs out. And a lot of our galleries and artists sort of travel between the fairs. So it's a really nice family of galleries and artists. And it's a lovely year, sort of moving from the sunshine of Brisbane to a cooler spring Melbourne. And then we're really looking forward to Sydney this year.
Yeah, lovely. That sounds so exciting. Thank you to Georgia Hustis, the director for the Affordable Art Fair Australia. Be sure to grab your tickets and head down to Carriage Works this weekend to see and maybe buy some wonderful art by some wonderful people. Thank you for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.